This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
On Hope 103.2, joining us this morning, an amazing speaker, an amazing woman and mum that's been here in Sydney for C3's Presence Conference, Lisa Bevere. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining with us. Now, you've chosen to do the 14-hour, 15-hour plane flight to Australia. Good on you. What is it that you particularly wanted to bring while you've been here?
Well, you know, I love this idea that Australia is this amazing rogue nation that is touching the world. Australia is this kind of contradictory former penal colony, kind of related to America, kind of not. And they just have this gumption that when you see them with something strong, they just go for it. It's a pioneering nation. It's a nation of we can do. And so I've always loved coming to Australia. And when I was invited to the Presence Conference, I couldn't wait. I just love this whole idea of thousands gathering to talk about God's presence and to talk about some of these issues that are facing our world right now. And one of the things that's pretty strong on my heart is to see women be all that God created them to be. You know, you mentioned that I am a mother, but I'm even more than that. I'm a grandmother. I am a Sicilian grandmother of four. And so that's like scary. Like, Sicilian grandmothers were feeders and were fierce. And I get to travel the world and see young people who have something so significant on their life. And yet in this time period of confusion and comparison and competition, they have absolutely no idea how to access what God has on their life.
Mm.
And so I kind of feel like this is my chance to come as an American Sicilian grandmother, grab them by the shoulders and say, hey, the reason why you don't know what you are called to do is because you are called to do something that has never been done before. And this is a generation that is being inundated with what has been done. And God wants to say, hey, you guys, I'm doing a new thing. Don't look at what everybody else is doing. Lift your eyes and look to what I might just want to do in your life. I want to astound you with something that is without rival. And that was kind of my whole concept with writing my book, Without Rival, was that we have an identity and a purpose that is without rival. There is nobody else that can displace us, take our place at the table, take our place in the heart of God. We are sons and daughters without rival. And Australia is definitely a nation without rival.
Lisa, I think kind of over, like you say, you're a grandmother, right? Which means that you probably have a lot of perspective on life. And as you walk through different life stages, from being at university in Arizona to then getting married, having children, and then seeing your children have children themselves, what are kind of some of the key things now in this stage of life that you want to impart on younger generations outside of that without rival thought?
You know, first and foremost, I mean, looking back, if I could talk to my 20-year-old self, if I could talk to my 30-year-old self, I would say, allow yourself to make more mistakes. And I know that sounds ridiculous, but I wish I would have taken more risk early on. You know, there were so many things that I did not do because of fear. Fear of failure, fear of what other people might think of me, fear of the unknown. And I would just say, you know, just go for it. Go for it. You're never going to regret trying something, but you will look back and regret not trying it. And I mean, and I'm not talking about weird stuff. I'm just talking about if God drops something in your life, you know, go ahead and go for it. And then the other thing, you know, I would say is, you know, and this sounds silly, but this is really important. Stop investing in people that actually don't even want to be your friends. Go ahead and invest in becoming that person that you'd want to befriend. You know, the Bible says if you want to have friends, show yourself friendly. That isn't just like, hi. You actually want to be the person that you'd want to be friends with. And, you know, invest in your own soul. Invest in your own spirit. Build up that strength in you. Stop thinking about, well, what do they think about me? What do they think about me? They're probably not even thinking about you. You just need to actually say, what does God think about me? And allow those things to be framed in your life. And if you're married, go ahead and love your husband like crazy. Go ahead and enjoy the body you have right now. Because I'm going to speak to you from a 57-year-old woman who wishes she had her 30-year-old body and was like, why wasn't I enjoying that? That's ridiculous. What a waste. So enjoy your husband. Dream big. Take risks. Don't be afraid to be the one who loves the most. And just go ahead and just go for it.
I think we got the audio we need on Enjoy Your Husband. And that'll be it for the interview with Lisa.
That's going to be like Duncan cutting that up and like sharing
just take
that.
Take that home to my wife right now.
Completely.
Thanks.
No.
You know, seriously, life gets really full. You know, I mean, here you are. Before you get married, you know, you can't keep your hands off of each other. And then once you're married, you're like, oh, my gosh, that's right. I need to have sex. No, you like sex. I mean, I have to say that to myself. Lisa Bevere, you love sex. You need to have more sex with your husband. You know, it's just, I know that sounds crazy, but why not? You know,
yeah.
Why not?
And you've got to... You do have a great husband and a great family, obviously married to John Bevere, and you've got all boys as your sons, but yet you've been able to really strengthen and I guess communicate strength to women who are particularly Christian women as well. How have you retained the fun and sense of femininity in what can be a very masculine environment?
Yeah, that is actually the biggest challenge, especially as I get older and I'm losing estrogen. You know, I'm like, am I turning into a man? But, no, you know what, to be honest with you, and this is very self-revealing for me, I actually always wanted to have all boys. I was like, I want all boys. I don't really like women. And my husband was like, you do know that's weird. You do understand you are a woman. And I'd be like, well, you know, yes and no. I am a woman, but I'm not like those women. I'm like some, like, man's brain in a woman's body. And I was like, you know, I'm actually not comfortable with that. And so I had to say, God, what is it about me that I don't like women? And he said, what you don't like about women is what I actually never fashioned women to be. And he actually told me, you know, this mother of four boys, I've called you to minister to women. I was like, I feel like that's a joke. I mean, you've put me in a man's world and you're asking me to minister to women. I don't know how to minister to women. He said, actually, you do. And I said, like, no, I'm sorry. We're going to have this discussion again. I don't. And he said, no, Lisa, begin to write down what you wish another woman would have been to you as you were growing up, as you were first married, as you were trying to navigate motherhood, as you're trying to navigate what is the value of being a woman in a church that sometimes makes you feel like it would be better if you were a man. Begin to navigate those things and write it backwards. You be that woman that you wish you'd had. And so I put pen to paper and said, all right, God, I'm going to write what she would look like. I'm going to write how she would talk. I'm going to write what she would say to me. And I'm going to try with your grace to be that woman. And that's just always been my goal, to be this woman that God created me to be, even if I've never seen it, getting what I need from him.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.